This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Daryl and Hanim with you on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Just to recap the things we talked about on tonight's show so far, top of the hour, we focused on the backbone of the live music industry and we talked to Juan Wan, who is the director of Jam Check Records, and we asked him about his thoughts on the recent budget and also the feel on the ground of how the live music workers are today.
Yeah, and we also spoke about bands making comeback, old bands or classic bands making comeback in light of System of Down's new song that was released recently.
Right, now it's come to a quick fire news segment that we like to call
By the way, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame usually has a certain schedule that they adhere to annually. Towards the tail end of each year, in the fall, they'll usually announce the nominations for next year. And at the beginning of the new year, they'll unveil the list of artists that are going to be inducted. And later in spring, there'll be a ceremony. That's the usual plan anyway. Of course, this year, a live event can't happen, so everything has to be moved online. So this year's edition, which will happen this weekend, will include Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., Whitney Houston, and Depeche Mode. It was scheduled to happen last May but has been pushed to this weekend. I think you can watch it on HBO Max. Looking at the situation, the organizer has decided to push the ceremony to fall permanently. It's probably done with the hope that next year's event can happen in person. Physically, in person, yeah. But they've decided to go with it after all, like making it permanent, the schedule change, right? This means that the process will also change, beginning early in January every year for the announcement, followed by nomination in February and voting process afterwards.
Mm. And following up on another story on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Nine Inch Nails, you mentioned, right? And the band's drummer, Elan Rubin, has officially become the youngest person to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the age of 32. The previous youngest was Josh Klinghoffer, who was 33 when Red Hot Chili Peppers entered. Before that, Stevie Wonder was the youngest at 38. When he was inducted in 1989. Elan Rubin, of course, a multi-instrumentalist and played for a whole bunch of bands, Nine Inch Nails, Angels and Airwaves, Paramore, just to list a few.
By the way, a bit of an app update on a new player in the music scene, a new player but a veteran in the digital and multimedia industry, YouTube Music. YouTube Music now provides options that are catered to your activities. The options provided are workout, focus, relax and commute. Basically, they are just playlist
moods,
options.
Right.
Yeah, for these activities. It might look minute, but in the attempt to compete with their rivals, I think it's good to provide options such as these on this scale. And speaking of introducing new playlists, Apple Music, another, player in the music industry, is also adding 10 new playlists targeting Gen Z, including one that's going to be filled with TikTok hits. They didn't exactly call it that, but by saying that the playlist features tracks that go viral across social media apps, they're indirectly referring to TikTok, I guess. Yeah, the playlist is going to be called Viral Hits. And apart from that, there will also be playlists featuring emerging artists and sounds, experimental or cross-genre selections, and music by mood. So it seems like both Spotify competitors are working hard to compete with the platform.
Will you jump from Spotify?
I've been thinking about it, but so far not yet.
Also, by the way, a US court recently rejected an attempt by Britney Spears to have her father removed as the conservator of her estate. In case you missed it, Jamie Spears has been Britney's legal guardian for 12 years due to concerns about her mental health. So basically, a conservatorship is usually granted for individuals who are unable to make their own decisions, like those with dementia and mental illnesses. And for the last dozen years, her father and her attorney has managed Britney Spears' assets and her personal life, including things like being able to restrict her visitors and communicate with doctors about her treatment. During a hearing this week, Britney Spears' lawyers said that she and her father have no viable working relationship and have not spoken in, I quote, a long while. The legal battle is taking place against the backdrop of the Free Britney movement, a group of diehard Britney Spears fans who believe she is being kept prisoner by her father and others. That brings to the end this week's By The Way segment. We're about to get out of here. We have one more tune for you, so do stick around. Daryl and Han with you on The Pulse, only here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.